Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Holy cats and gutter rats and company. Ain't nobody can catch me. Far from the sea where I grew, landlord, still I'm a pirate, it's true. Find me in the briny deeps of Chantalon with the fish that I feast on. Customers never would know to see me. Likes of me. Don't venture far from the shore ever, or you could end up as more sunken treasure.
from one of the coolest spots in Canada and the world over. That was Montreal jazz guitarist and educator Mike Rudd with the 2013 tune Dry Land Pirate, featuring the vocals of Sienna Dalen, off the Juno Award-winning CD Notes of Montreal. So at the age of 11, he picked up his first guitar, and by 18, he tunneled his whole music vision into the jazz arts.
You say the Juno Awards is the equivalent in jazz of, in pop music, what are the Grammys?
Actually, it's the Canadian version of the Grammy Award.
Ah, okay.
And that year it won the highest honor, which, good for Mike. He deserved it.
Oh, I would say.
And the backstory is very, very interesting. So at the age of 18, he went into the jazz arts, and things took off in 1988 when he got his performance diploma at Edmonton's Grant McEwen College. Then he got his Bachelor of Music at Montreal's McGill University. And it was during his education that he studied with the giants of modern jazz, with cats like Don Thompson and Norma Winstone. And this led to him going to New York City and studying with the great jazz guitar master Jim Hall in 95. Over the years, he's performed with cats like Herb Ellis, Kenny Wheeler, Chuck Israels, Randy Brecker, and the list goes on and on. He has three discs out as a leader, and he's a tireless teacher. And as a very fulfilled and busy jazz cat in the world these days, this album, Notes on Montreal, was a testament to the love of the city that he lives in. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he said that he studied the entire history of the city and crafted an album that was a love letter of sorts to Montreal, and it all worked out. The top honor, the Juno Award, was given to him. And in addition to this, he talked to me about how cool jazz musicians are, a notion that I have always held through interviews. Take a listen to his view on it.
Also, as I get older, the kind of friendships, I mean, you really get to know people when you're playing that music, and they're very beautiful people, most jazz musicians, really fulfilled. The more people I get to know, the luckier I feel that I became a jazz musician, because they're really good people.
And I could not agree more. And with that, it's a great apt way to welcome you to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of jazz guitarists. Quality cats like Brian Baguette, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with a satchel of jazz ready to spill towards your speakers. And speaking of Canada, our jazz pals up north, we're going to keep that vibe going in the geography. This is the great Canadian All-Stars with the 1993 live cut off a European concert called The Jeep is Jumpin' and John Christopher's at the Wheel.
Get it.
Thank you.
This is Montreal jazz guitarist Mike Rudd, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was Camden, New Jersey native and jazz drummer Rodney Green live at Smalls in NYC back in 2013 with the song Percy's Delight. As a kid, Rodney was surrounded by gospel music and musical instruments. His father was a preacher and organist, and his mother sang in church. So as a teen, he was playing drums in the church. But listening to records like A Love Supreme, Transition, and Four More, he was sucked straight into the jazz world and was blown away by the chops of Elvin Jones and Tony Williams. So from there, he has gone on to have a full career in the jazz world. From the genius of Thelonious Fear Monk, we move with his Quartet Plus 2 next here on Neon Jazz. Here he is live in Frisco at the Blackhawk in 1960 with the song I'm Getting Sentimental Over You.
Thank you. Hi, this is Satoko Fuji. I'm a Japanese jazz piano player. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was the brilliant Japanese avant-garde jazz pianist and composer Satoko Fuji with her quartet with the tune One Summer Day off the 2007 CD Zephyros. From the ages of 4 to 20, she got classical training on the piano. Then she got interested in improvisation and specifically jazz. This led her to traveling to the United States to get degrees from the Berklee College of Music and the New England Conservatory of Music in Boston. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, she talked about how pivotal those times were in finding her voice via learning from the best, and it's good.
I studied with Paul Bley, George Russell, John Maneri, and many other great musicians. And I realized there are some music which I can play, not other people. That's, you know, my music. I just realized that.
These days, she is busy as ever, releasing new material and living in her native land of Japan again with her husband, trumpeter Natsuki Tamura, and her music is great.
Yeah, she sounds like a classy lady.
Yeah. From the mind of Brazilian singer, guitarist, and flutist Ana Karam, we bring you the 2001 song Blue Bossa next on Neon Jazz.
Eu sei, você sabe que o amor tem o seu momento de briga e dor, mas o que importa é ver você sorrir, depois fazer as pazes, namorar. Eu tenho um grande amor por ti. Venha, vamos andar à beira-mar e ver. A lua se mostrou, eu sou só tu. Depois fazer as pazes, namorar. Você sorrir depois fazer as pazes, namorar. Eu tenho um grande amor por ti, meu bem. Perdoa às vezes a minha insensatez. Venha, vamos andar à beira-mar e ver. A lua se mostrou, eu sou só tua. A lua se mostrou quando a noite vem.
Hi, this is Anas Cohen, and you are listening to Me on Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was jazz pianist Dorothy Donegan live at the King of France Tavern. What a great name.
Yeah, wouldn't be Irish, would she?
A little bit.
A little bit.
The Queen of Ireland with the tune Quiet Nights. She was known for being classically trained and performing in stride piano and the boogie-woogie style. Originally from Chicago, at the age of 8, she had her initial lessons. She went on to Chicago's DuSable High School, and she happened to work with the best there, Dinah Washington, Johnny Griffin, Gene Ammons, Vaughn Freeman. Man, it must have been rough.
Wow.
That's a heavy lineup. And as her career took off, she was known for being quite flamboyant live, and it was probably those early lessons, and she was outspoken about her view on sexism, along with her insistence that she is paid the same rates as male musicians. Towards the end of her life, she was lauded with awards, the American Jazz Master Fellowship from the National Endowment of the Arts, and an honorary doctorate from Roosevelt University, along with all of that tasty music. From the cool of jazz guitar man Kenny Burrell, we give you the tune I'll Close My Eyes as we ready to close the books on this hour of Neon Jazz.
Thank you.
Just like at the top of the hour, we're sticking with the jazz guitar. That was Kenny Burrell again with I'll Close My Eyes. And the honor goes to the duo of Jazz Vibes master Joe Locke and the great Jeffrey Keyser with his group live in Seattle back in 1996 to close out this hour of Neon Jazz with the tune Native Son. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man keeping the proverbial antenna on top of our jazz shack around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Beep, 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 beep. Calling all cars.
Come back to the station. Like what you heard, email our station. We'd love to hear from you out there
bet
in Jazzland.
Bet you would.
Bet you would.
We get lonely over it.
That's right. We need a little company. We need some heat in the apartment. You can reach us at all times at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, kids. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Mohica.
Thank you.
Let's put a little childhood here.
Winters were deeper when we were children.
Yes.
And things were louder when we were children.
And I'm sure summers were hotter.
Summers were hotter. Maybe that's why the jazz of that time left such an impression on me.
Yeah, could be. Well, the interesting thing about jazz, too, is that no one knew there was a heyday going on. No one had any idea that it was as colorful as it was.
Yeah.
Riding on the pigtails of the big band and swing era, they were just like, hey, let's put a new language in here. Let's make bebop and let's go.
Even Johnny Cash, if you want to take a country music turn on this thing, these guys didn't know that they were in the middle of a revolutionizing country as it was.
Right, right. Yep.
And those are frequently the biggest ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to someone about Bob Dylan today. When he got interviewed by 60 Minutes back in the 90s, they were like, so what were you doing? Do you ever think about what you did in the 60s? He was like, look, man, it was a time period. It was a point in my life. I wouldn't sing like that now. I've had mortgages. I have animals. I have a divorce. I have children. There's no way I'm going to channel a revolutionary spirit. That was what it was, and now it's different. You know, it's just like anything. The reason why everybody's fighting for jazz now is because our world is in a manufactured music mode, and we have all these acts out here that are pushed by people in high rises that have no idea about art.
That's pretty good. Tell me what you really think.
Well, yeah. it's a balmy 62 degrees outside.
Neon Jazz.